John Duns Scotus was born in 1266 in the little town of Duns, Scotland. When the 13th century ended, Scotus was only 34, but he had become the leading theologian of his Franciscan order. His intricate and dense prose earned him praise, respect, and a nickname, Doctor Subtilis, which means subtle doctor. By contrast, the later thinkers of the Renaissance held Duns Scotus in low esteem. Their negative estimate has even passed into our language. The American College Dictionary reflects this in the definition of the word dunce.
Dunce, noun, a dull-witted or stupid person. Adult, from John Duns Scotus. His system was attacked by the humanists. Synonyms, dullard, numbskull, blockhead, ignoramus, simpleton, nincompoop, ninny, booby, mooncalf.
Duns Scotus is also immortalized in the dictionary's next entry. A dunce cap is the tall paper cone put on the head of a slow student. Unfortunately for John Duns Scotus, most dictionaries cite him by name as the inspiration for the derogatory word dunce. Yet those who maligned Scotus are largely forgotten, and his work continued to be read long after they were gone. And despite those dictionary entries, most fair-minded readers adopt the kinder estimate of Scotus's contemporaries. According to Alan Walter's article entitled Duns Scotus in the Encyclopedia of Philosophy,
known to posterity as the subtle doctor, Scotus is admittedly a difficult thinker. Almost invariably, his thought develops through an involved dialogue with unnamed contemporaries. Although this undoubtedly delighted his students and still interests the historian, it tries the patience of most readers. His style has neither the simplicity of St. Thomas nor the beauty of Bonaventure. Yet as late as the 17th century, he attracted more students than they.
In the scholarly sweepstakes, Scotus still continues to run well against his Dominican rivals. The two central facts about the life of Duns Scotus are these.